RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms flow of homebound travelers can be controlled properly. Ulama underlines Muslim urge to celebrate Idul Fitri modestly. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said that the flow of homebound travelers could be controlled properly. He stated in Jakarta Monday that the number of homebound travelers using motorcycle had increased this year. He also highlighted maritime transportation services for the travelers. They purchased two large vessels used for the sea transport during 2016. Idul Fitri holiday has helped in facilitating the flow of homecoming traffic. A member of the House of Representatives Commission 5, Cucun Ahmad Shamsu Rijal, had early praised the Public Works and Public Housing Ministry for the improvement in road infrastructure to accommodate the exodus of homebound travelers this year. Cucun Ahmad further remarked that the development of infrastructure projects has become one of the priorities of the central government. However, the government should be concerned about the numerous sections of road that are prone to landslide during the rainy season. General Chairman of Indonesian Council Ulama, MUI, Mahrud Amin, has appealed to all Muslims across Indonesia to celebrate Idul Fitri festival in a modest fashion, avoiding any extravagance. He said after attending a meeting in Jakarta Monday to determine when Idul Fitri would fall. Mahrud Amin reminded that most important thing with regard to Idul Fitri is the default to do their best to return towards the path of purity. He underlined that the month-long fast is basically aimed at guiding the Muslim to their state of purity. Mahrud also advises that it is important for Muslim to deal with differences more wisely. He concluded that it is also important to build a sense of brotherhood so that harmonious relations between religious powers are improved. Muslims must be able to manage differences and use points of agreement to be united and their relations to be more harmonious. Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan and Coordinating Maritime and Natural Resource Minister Rizal Ramli observed home exodus of Indonesians in two ports in Johor Bahru, Malaysia on Monday. Minister Rizal Ramli hopes that this year the number of accidents during home exodus, or locally known as mudik, may decrease compared from the previous years. In his visit to two ports, namely Kukup Johor Port and Setu Langlaut Port, Coordinating Maritime and Natural Resource Minister Rizal Ramli praised the performance of Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan, who organized well in making observation both the regulation and security.
Tahun ini sih jauh lebih bagus dibandingkan beberapa tahun yang lalu.
This year is better than the previous years. It is more organized. Besides, Mr. Jonan keeps checking the preparation, the regulation and security. So we hope the number of accidents in the home exodus will decrease compared to the previous years.
Orang yang mudik akan jauh lebih kecil dibandingkan tahun-tahun yang lalu.
Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan views that the home exodus of Indonesian citizens in Malaysia is better as the line is not too long despite the peak of home exodus. Accompanied by Indonesian Ambassador to Malaysia, His Excellency Herman Prayitno, and Transportation Attaché Captain Ahmad Abdu, the two ministers made observation and went back home to Indonesia by crossing to Batam by ferry. Muslims in Egypt are waiting for the decision of Egyptian Religious Audit Council on the Feast of Shawwal, 1437 Hijriah, which falls Idul Fitri festivity on Tuesday. Egyptian Religious Audit Council Dar al-Ifta is scheduled to hold a meeting to determine Shawwal first. In response to the meeting, Ustadz Ali Irhamd, who is studying Fatwa al-Dar al-Ifta Tol Erari in Cairo, Egypt, that Egyptians obey the decision of the Egyptian Religious Audit Council to make Idul Fitri festivity celebrated simultaneously in Egypt. Ali Irham also said the integrity of Egyptian Religious Audit Council is obvious in determining the beginning and the end of Holy Month of Ramadan.
Jadi kalau di Mesir itu kita punya lembaga fatwa atau Darul Ifta Mesir seperti itu. Nah, di sini peran Darul Ifta itu sangat kelihatan sekali ketika penentuan
Egypt has a religious audit council called Dar al-Ifta. The role is obvious in determining the beginning and the end of the holy month of Ramadan. So here in Egypt, if Dar al-Ifta has made decision that, let's say, tomorrow is Ramadan or tomorrow is Idul Fitri or Idul Adha, all Muslims in Egypt will follow the decision or the announcement.
Bahwasanya besok misalkan tanggal 1 Ramadan atau besok adalah hari raya Idul Fitri atau Idul Adha, semua umat Islam di Mesir akan mengikuti keputusan itu atau pengumuman itu.
Ustadz Ali Irham hopes the Indonesian Ulama Council MUI has integrity like the Egyptian Religious Audit Council, so that all Muslims in Indonesia can take and follow every decision taken by the council, particularly regarding the beginning and the end of Holy Month of Ramadan. Now, Indonesians are reported among the hundreds of victims of Sunday's terror attack in Baghdad, Iraq, according to Indonesian Foreign Ministry. Two separate car bombs exploded in downtown area in early hours on Sunday, killing at least 200 people in the deadly single attack in Iraq. The Indonesian embassy said there are 750 Indonesian nationals in Iraq, with 50 of them living in Baghdad. The minister spokesman, Armanata Nasir, said Indonesians had been told to remain on alert and avoid going to public places that are potential terror targets. The embassy in Baghdad has opened two hotline numbers, +96 4780 66 10 9 20. Once again, +96 4780 66 10 9 20 and +96 4750 69 78 194. Once again, +96 4750 69 78 194. For anyone seeking information in Indonesia, the Foreign Ministry's hotline is +62812900070026. Once again, +62812900070026 is also working. The last item, Indonesia has been ranked second in the list of top 20 destinations for Muslim travelers in Ramadan 2016 in the Mastercard Crescent Rating Ramadan Travel Report. The Deputy for Overseas Tourism Marketing of Minister of Tourism Igede Pitana on Monday hailed the achievement, which showed that Indonesia has become a more favorite destination for Muslim travelers. In the survey carried out by the Crescent Rating, Malaysia was ranked first. The survey was carried out to know the 20 favorite destinations for travelers during the 2016 Ramadan holiday. The 10 top destinations for Muslim travelers according to the survey are Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Turkey, Brunei Darussalam, South Africa, Maldives, United Arab Emirates, Iran, and Oman. Pitana also said that over the last few years, a number of countries had focused on Muslim-majority markets and had made their offices focus on attention with regard to tapping their potential to boost foreign investors to Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Coming up now is commentary. Today's commentary is on counting the day to the day of victory. For most Muslims, especially in Indonesia, today is the last part of the process in one of a major religious activities, namely fasting in the month of Ramadan. One step closer to the day of Eid, one Shawwal, or the first of Shawwal, 1437 Hijriah, precisely tomorrow, July 6, 2016, which is the day of victory against lust. During the entire Ramadan month, Muslims have been tested in patience, resisting from eating, drinking, also bad behavior or activities. When entering the month of Ramadan this year, a lot of issues and problems faced by Indonesia, such as the soaring price of basic commodities, especially beef, which caused many comments from politicians, rumors on planned reduction of civil servants, endless corruption cases, and so forth. All of which may provoke various parties to forget that they are fasting, which is one of its indicators is controlling one's emotion. Indeed, all the problems will go away by itself sometimes. As if to test the Muslim of faith and patience, various problems have arisen. For that, everybody must be ready to control emotions, hold the patience, and is not easily provoked. Eid is arriving. Muslims in Indonesia in particular should clean up and prepare themselves to welcome the day of victory. The typical Indonesia way is through mutual silaturahmi or greet one another, to forgive each other and ask forgiveness accordingly. Then people can start with a clean slate, back to work with a sense of free from any burden from the past. This nation still needs people who sincerely want to work to rebuild the country and to the welfare of this nation. Mental revolution proclaimed by President Joko Widodo must not just be a mere slogan with no good example of the power holders. Well, that was commentary today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with July the 5th, 1962, Algeria's independence. After struggling for years and sacrificing about a million martyrs, the Muslim people of Algeria finally won its independence on July the 5th, 1962. In 1830, the French invaded Algeria with the aim of making the country as one of its colonies, but faced fierce opposition from the people of Algeria. One of the leading Algerian independence fighters is Amir Abdul Qadir al-Jazairi, but after 17 years of struggle, he was finally caught by the French army, and since then, the French rule in Algeria had been increasingly stronger. After World War II ended, the struggle of the Algerian people resurrected, and when de Gaulle was the president of France, he agreed to grant autonomy to Algeria. However, the struggle of the Algerian people who wanted full independence continued. until finally, on international pressure, the French signed the Evian Agreement that formally recognized the independence of Algeria. Over now to July 5, 1977, Ziaul Haq comes into power. General Muhammad Ziaul Haq, by taking advantage of Pakistan, which was on a crisis, launched a bloody coup against Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, the president of Pakistan at that time. In addition to self-proclaim himself as president and prime minister of Pakistan, Ziaul Haq also executed Zulfikar Ali Bhutto and his supporters. He also dissolved parliament and banned the activities of political parties and the mass media. Under pressure from within the country, in 1985, Ziaul Haq held elections and dissolved the military government. But in 1988, once again, Ziaul Haq dissolved parliament and sacked the prime minister as he promised to return to the polls. But shortly afterwards, he was killed along with several of his top military officials and two American diplomats in a mysterious plane crash near Bahawalpur on August 17, 1988. The last item is from July 5, 2004, the direct Indonesian presidential election held for the first time. The Indonesian General Elections 2004 was held to choose a pair of President and Vice President of Indonesia for 2004 to 2009 period. The direct election was the first time held in Indonesia. The general election were held for two rounds and won by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Vice President Yusuf Kalla. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia-Malaysia agree to reactivate cross-border trade. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. After several years of vacuum, the governments of Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to reactivate cross-border trade agreement, among others, by reinstate the working group in border trade agreement between Indonesia and Malaysia that has been stalled since 2012. This was agreed by the two countries in the second ministerial meeting of the Indonesia-Malaysia Joint Trade and Investment Committee, or JTIC, which was held in Jakarta on Thursday, June the 20th. Indonesian Trade Minister Thomas Trikasih Lembong in a press conference after the meeting said Malaysia is the second largest trading partner of Indonesia and a potential investment partner in ASEAN for Indonesia. Thomas Lembong explained there are many opportunities to increase trade between the two countries. Overall, JTIC meeting discussed various issues of bilateral trade and investment between Indonesia and Malaysia. In 2015, the total value of trade between the two countries amounted to $16 billion, down 21.5% over the previous year. Thomas said both countries want a trade value of Indonesia and Malaysia could be as aspired by President Joko Widodo and Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, which is $30 billion. Through the ministerial level Joint Trade and Investment Committee Forum, it is expected to promote networking between Indonesia and Malaysia and can create business opportunities and potential market access. Thomas Lembong said Indonesia warns that in the upcoming third meeting in JITIC, there will be business engagement between the two countries, especially the government to business. That way, if there is a problem faced by the private sector, may soon find a way out. In addition to the reactivation of cross-border trade, the Indonesian government discussed the issue of counterfeiting products of Indonesia in Malaysia. Thomas said the Malaysian government strongly supports the resolution on the problem of counterfeiting Indonesian products. Malaysia also agreed to do further investigations on several Malaysian companies involved in counterfeiting the products. Well, that was Focus Today on Indonesia-Malaysia agree to reactivate cross-border trade. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said that the flow of homebound travelers could be controlled properly. He stated in Jakarta on Monday that number of homebound travelers using motorcycle have increased this year. He also highlighted maritime transport and service for the travelers. Chairman of Indonesian Council Ulama MUI Mahrud Amin has appealed to all Muslim across Indonesia to celebrate Idul Fitri festival in a modest fashion, avoiding any extravagance. Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan and Coordinating Maritime and Natural Resource Minister Rizal Ramli observed home exodus of Indonesian in two ports in Johor Bahru, Malaysia on Monday. Minister Rizal Ramli hopes that this year the number of accidents during home exodus, locally known as mudik, may decrease compared from the previous years. Muslims in Egypt are waiting for the decision of Egyptian Religious Edict Council on the Fast of Shawwal, 1437 Hijriah, which marks Idul Fitri festivity. On Tuesday, Egyptian Religious Edict Council Dar al-Ifta is scheduled to hold a meeting to determine Shawwal first. Now, Indonesians are reported among the hundreds of victims of Sunday's terror attack in Badak, Iraq, according to Indonesian Foreign Ministry. Two separate car bombs exploded in downtown area in early hours on Sunday, killing at least 200 people in the deadliest single attack in Iraq. Indonesia has been ranked second in the list of top 20 destinations for Muslim travelers in Ramadan 2016 in the Mastercard Crescent Rating Ramadan Travel Report. The Deputy for Overseas Tourism Marketing of Minister of Tourism, Igede Pitanon Made, hailed the achievement, which showed that Indonesia has become a more appropriate destination for Muslim travelers. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to hold a religious tour to Wolio Grand Mosque in Southeast Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listener, the government of South Bhutan, Southeast Sulawesi, continue working to make the area into a tourism destination by making South Bhutan as 1001 Wonder Mystery Land. Some tourism destinations in South Bhutan still save a mystery and unsolved to this day, such as the tomb of Pati Gajah Mada in Majapahit village, Batauga sub-district. The tourism destination that holds the mystery could eventually attract many tourists, both local and foreigners, to Bhutan. In addition to the tomb of Gajah Mada, you also can find the oldest mosque in Bhutan Island, namely Masjid Agung Wolyo or the Wolyo Great Mosque. Listeners, the Kraton Bhutan Great Mosque in Southeast Sulawesi is a legacy of the Islamic Kingdom of Bhutan. The Great Mosque of Sultan Bhutan, also known as the Wolyo Great Mosque. The mosque is located in Bao Bao City, Bhutan, Southeast Sulawesi. The mosque was built in 1712 by Sultan Sakyuddin Darul Alam of Bhutan Sultanate and is a symbol of the triumph of Islam at that time, and is the oldest mosque in the Southeast Sulawesi. Listener, at a glance, the Wolyo Great Mosque seems simple with a rectangular shape of building. The mosque has been undergoing renovation since the reign of the 37th Sultan Bhutan in 1930, which was 12 doors on all four sides and 12 windows at the top. The purpose of the number of doors and windows are adjusting to the number of doors in Fort Wolyo, which are also 12 doors. The Sultan Bhutan Great Mosque has no tower, but on the north side of the building, there stands a flagpole, which the tip of pole higher than the peak of the mosque. The flagpole also serves as a place of execution hanging by Islamic law. Inside the mosque, there are mihrab and podium located side by side. Both are made of bricks, which at the top there is carved wooden ornament figured plants. Listener, although it seems simple, Wolyo Great Mosque has a certain uniqueness. Going inside to the mosque, you will see a hole in the back of the mihrab. Local community believe that the former Sultanate of Bhutan complex is located above the center of the earth. The hole inside the mosque is believed as underground caves that can be directly heading to Mecca. But it is not true. The hole in the mosque is actually a secret door to save Sultan Bhutan from the enemy. In the hole, there are 5 secret ways to a number of places in the fort complex. One of secret way can penetrate to the south of the fortress. Listener, that was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Wolyo Great Mosque in Bhutan, Southeast Sulawesi. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Rencana Lebaran or in English, Lebaran Plan. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. Rencana, rencana, plan. Lebaran, lebaran, Eid or Idul Fitri day. Pulang kampung, going back home. Tahun ini, this year. Sholat Id, Eid prayer, mengunjungi, to visit, mertua, parents-in-law, orang tua, parents, meninggal, passed away, berkumpul, together, rumah, home or house. Kakak perempuan, elder sister. Bermaafan, to forgive each other. Makan, to eat. Hidangan lebaran, lebaran food. Keluarga, family. Tradisi, tradition. Memberi, to give. Uang, money. Anak-anak, children. Makam, grave. Kakek, grandpa. Nenek, grandma. Hari kedua, the second day. Saudara, family or relatives. Lebih tua, older. Lelah, tired. Satu tahun sekali, once a year. Ditunggu-tunggu, look forward to. Umat Islam, Muslims. Next is a conversation on Rencana Lebaran, or in English, Lebaran Plan. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Nita at the office. Apa rencana Lebaran kamu? In English, what is your Lebaran Plan? Apakah kamu pulang kampung? Are you going back to your hometown? Lebaran tahun ini saya di Jakarta. This year Lebaran, I'll be in Jakarta. Setelah sholat Id, saya mengunjungi mertua saya. After Eid prayer, I'm going to visit my parents-in-law. Bagaimana dengan kamu? How about you? Orang tua saya semua sudah meninggal. My parents have all passed away. Karena itu kami berkumpul di rumah kakak perempuan saya. So, we just gather in my older sister's house. Di sana saling bermaaf-maafan dan makan hidangan Lebaran. We are going to forgive each other and asking forgiveness and have Lebaran special cuisine. Di keluarga saya, setelah saling bermaaf-maafan, kami makan bersama. In my family, after forgiving each other, we eat together. kami juga ada tradisi memberi uang kepada anak-anak. Kami juga ada tradisi memberi uang kepada anak-anak. We also have a tradition of giving money to the children. Tradisi di keluarga saya, setelah semua berkumpul, kami pergi ke makam nenek dan kakek bersama. Tradisi di keluarga saya, setelah semua berkumpul, kami pergi ke makam nenek kakek bersama. My family's tradition is after everybody has gathered, we go to our grandparents' graveyard. Pada lebaran hari kedua, baru kami mengunjungi saudara-saudara yang lebih tua. Pada lebaran hari kedua, baru kami mengunjungi saudara-saudara yang lebih tua. On the second day of lebaran, we are going to visit elder relatives. Pasti hari itu kita semua lelah. Pasti hari itu kita semua lelah. We all will be very tired on that day. Ya, tapi itu adalah tradisi satu tahun sekali yang ditunggu-tunggu seluruh umat Islam di dunia. Ya, tapi itu adalah tradisi satu tahun sekali yang ditunggu-tunggu seluruh umat Islam di dunia. Yes, but that is a tradition that happens only once a year and was it looking forward to by all Muslim all over the world. Well, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Until tomorrow, with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Until we meet again.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. To welcome Idul Fitri, or also called Lebaran, this year, we present to you some religious songs by Alpha Singer. The first song, entitled Raihlah Kemenangan, happy listening.
Selamat Hari Raya, Selamat Hari Lebaran, Raihlah Kemenangan. Setelah Ramadan, mari berjabat tangan, mari maaf-maafan. Raihlah kemenangan dengan senyuman. Selamat Hari Raya, Selamat Selamat Hari Lebaran, raihlah kemenangan. Setelah Ramadan, mari berjabat tangan, mari maaf-maafan. Raihlah kemenangan, lahir dan batin. Thank you.
raya, selamat hari lebaran, raihlah kemenangan. Setelah Ramadan, mari berjabat tangan, mari maaf-maafan, raihlah kemenangan, lahir dan batin.
Dan ini pencolak, salah kodaan, dan hanya kehilapan dan kesalahan. Hadirkanlah ketakwaan, mohon ampunnya, untuk satu kebahagiaan, dunia akhirat. Dunia ini pencolak, salah kodaan, dan hanya kehilapan dan kesalahan. Hadirkanlah
the song you've just listened entitled Raihlah Kemenangan, composed by Alfa Seshoria, who was founded Alfa Singer along with Vika Gur, as his songs generally influenced by Latin rhythms. Especially for the Raihlah Kemenangan song, he inserted the dangdut element. Besides telling about happiness in holiday, the song also gave religious messages to the music lovers. Alfa Singer, led by Alfa Seshoria Hasbullah, with the personnel Agus Wisman, Jana Julio, Lita Zain, and Uci Nurul. Under the leadership of Alfa, the music group has got a top achievement as the grand champions in a row in the World Choir Olympiad in Linz, Austria in 2000, Bremen, Germany in 2004, and Xiamen, China in 2006. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song with the same theme about Eid al-Fitri entitled Selamat Hari Lebaran, now presented by another group of singers, namely Danny Malik, Yanni Rebels, Puput Novel, and Betaria Sonata. So, let's enjoy the song.
Zakat fitrah menurut perintah agama. Kini kita beridul fitri berbahagia. Mari kita berlebaran bersuka gembira.
Berjabat tangan sambil bermaaf-maafan. Hilang dendam habis marah di hari lebaran.
30 hari berpuasa atas perintah yang kuasa. Kini saatnya kita semua untuk menyambut.
Oh,
Listener, the song was composed by an Indonesian talented song composer Ismail Marzuki in 1950s. The song Selamat Hari Lebaran may say that it was the first religious song with pop genre in Indonesia. Initially, the song was accompanied by accordion dominantly. However, time goes by, arrangement of the song was adapted with the time. The four singers, Denny Malik, Yanni Libels, Puput Novel, and Betaria Sonata, dedicated, well, the song nicely with their own character and vocal color. Well, listener, now we conclude today's segment of Music Corner with two songs, entitled Menjelang Hari Raya by Hedi Yunus and Selamat Idul Fitri by Neno Warisman. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
Sebulan sudah kita berpuasa, jalankan ibadah, menahan lapar haus dahaga, mengalahkan semua cobaan dan godaan, mari bersujud, panjatkan syukur dan sukacita. Terdengar suara bunyi bergema, indah berirama, semaraknya takbiran bersama. Hari yang fitri lambang kemenangan kita, semoga pahala juga berkahnya kan senantiasa. Di hari terakhir berpuasa menjelang hari raya, umat memanjatkan doa puji syukur kepadanya. Saling memaafkan kehilafan dan segala dosa, sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya. Terdengar suara pacu bergema, indah berirama, semaraknya takbiran bersama. Hari yang fitri lambang kemenangan kita, semoga pahala juga berkahnya dan senantiasa. Di hari terakhir berpuasa menjelang hari raya, umat memanjatkan doa puji syukur kepadanya. Saling memaafkan kehilafan dan segala dosa, sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya. Kehilafan dan segala dosa, sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya. Saling memaafkan kehilafan dan segala dosa, sungguh indah dan nikmatnya lebaran ini rasanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
rakyat seluruh negeri. Maafkanlah kami. Selama ini tidak sudah-sudah kami menggunakan untuk kepentingan diri sendiri. Idul Fitri, para pemimpin negeri,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.